Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Sukkot. Sukkot is a religious holiday celebrated by Jewish people around the world. It originated thousands of years ago as a harvest festival. During the festival, people demonstrated their appreciation to their God for the year's crops. Later, the holiday became connected with the time immediately after the ancient Jewish people had escaped from slavery in Egypt. According to tradition, the Jewish people wandered in the desert and had to live in fragile shelters called sukkahs that protected them from the heat of the sun. Today, Jewish people celebrate the holiday by building a sukkah in their backyards or on balconies. Sukkahs generally have three walls, and the roof is made with leaves and has openings so that the stars are visible above. During the festival's 7 days, people consume their meals in the sukkah, and if they live in a warm climate, they sleep in it as well.
Questions. Number 13. Why did people originally celebrate sukkahs? Number 14. What is one thing we learn about modern sukkah buildings?
B. Vultures. Vultures are birds well known for their diet, which consists of the remains of dead animals. This association has given many people a negative impression of the birds, but we in fact owe much gratitude to vultures. By eating dead animals, the birds prevent disease-causing germs from entering the environment, including water sources. And because the strong acid in their stomachs is so good at killing germs, vultures are unlikely to pass on diseases to humans. The bodies of dead animals do more than spread disease. They also release CO2 and other greenhouse gases as they decay on the ground. When vultures feed, they prevent this from happening. However, in many parts of the world today, vulture populations have declined significantly, resulting in millions of tons of extra greenhouse gas emissions entering the atmosphere. Ensuring vulture populations remain healthy is therefore an important step in combating climate change.
Questions. Number 15. What does the speaker say about disease-causing germs? Number 16. What is suggested about climate change?
C. Praising employees. Everyone knows that praise is important for motivating employees and increasing their satisfaction. Surprisingly, however, according to researchers, praise can improve employee performance even when the employee does not earn the praise. When researchers gave praise to random workers, the quality of the workers' output increased dramatically compared to those who were not praised. Another study suggests that some kinds of praise are more effective than others. The study identifies two kinds of mindsets. Those with a so-called fixed mindset think they are born with a certain level of ability and that they are unlikely to get better at things. On the other hand, those with a so-called growth mindset feel that they have the capability to acquire new skills and talents. It seems that praising effort rather than results may have a positive effect because it encourages a growth mindset in unhappy employees who would otherwise be frustrated with their jobs.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing research found about praising employees? Number 18. What does the speaker suggest about unhappy employees?
D. Mannered mine. During World War II, there was great fear that Britain would be invaded by Nazi Germany. In this environment, it was decided that paintings from the National Gallery in London should be moved somewhere safer. At first, it was suggested that they be shipped to Canada, but British leaders worried about the threat from the German submarines that were sinking thousands of ships. Eventually, the art treasures were stored in an old mine in a remote area of Wales called Manod. Transporting the art was extremely difficult, as many of the works were large and had to be moved carefully through the small mine entrance. Furthermore, there was great concern that moisture and cold temperatures would damage the paintings, so special air-conditioned structures were built in the mine to contain them. Thanks to the project at Manod, the paintings survived the war, and much was learned about preserving art.
Questions. Number 19. Why did British leaders reject the original plan? Number 20. What was learned from the experience at Manod?
E. The Midnight Ride of Sybil Ludington. On the night of April 26, 1777, during the American Revolution, a messenger arrived at American Commander Henry Ludington's house. The messenger warned of a coming British attack, but Ludington's soldiers were scattered around the region. The commander's daughter, Sybil, bravely volunteered to alert them. Though just 16 years old, Sybil rode on horseback for over 65 kilometers in stormy weather. Thanks to her night ride, the troops assembled and drove away the British. After the war, however, Sybil was forgotten for many years. Some historians question whether Sybil's ride ever really happened. While documents show that the British attack occurred, there are no official records of Sybil's journey. It appeared in a history book published in the 1800s, but the book failed to give sources to confirm it. Nevertheless, the story has been widely accepted, and Sybil has become a symbol of the role of women in the American Revolution.
Questions. Number 21. What was the purpose of Sybil Ludington's ride? Number 22. What is one reason some historians doubt Sybil's ride? F. Banff Sunshine Village. During the economic boom of the 1950s in the U.S. and Canada, interest in recreational activities increased dramatically. One activity that grew in popularity was skiing. However, many ski resorts found that they needed more snow on their mountains to meet customer demand. Machines were developed to create snow artificially using water and compressed air, enabling ski resorts to operate even without a lot of natural snowfall. However, snowmaking requires significant energy consumption, as well as water from reservoirs and lakes. A Canadian ski resort known as Banff Sunshine Village relies instead on a method called snow farming. The resort takes advantage of the area's windy conditions by putting up fences at high altitudes to catch snow that blows in from surrounding mountains. Later, the snow is transported down to slopes that need it. This allows the resort to maximize snow cover in an environmentally sustainable and energy-efficient way.
Questions. Number 23. What does the speaker say about mini ski resorts in the 1950s? Number 24. What is true about Banff Sunshine Village?